This morning's meditation will be on our gospel lesson, John chapter 10. In the name of Jesus, amen. I'm going to start by teaching you guys a little bit of Greek. The word translated in today's text as good is the word kalos. Jesus is the kalos shepherd. Now, good is a perfectly fine translation, but it's vague, and if we're not careful, it could mislead us. There is a romantic picture of the good shepherd. It thinks that the goodness of the shepherd abides in his affection for his sheep. So in this sense, a good dad is a dad who likes the fun parts about being a dad. And a good shepherd is a shepherd who likes to pet and cuddle sheep. This romantic notion of the good shepherd is a shepherd who is good at deriving pleasure from others. Now, in fairness, this image of God is not foreign to the New Testament. The Lord does, in fact, hold you in deep affection. He does love you as a father loves his children, and God finds joy and draws pleasure from his children. But he also loves you like a husband loves a wife, or as a comrade or companion. The bond of love that God has with us embraces all the forms of human love, how we love one another, but without fear, or without self-interest, and without this, his love is pure. So there's nothing wrong about thinking of Jesus as the kindly, gentle lover of sheep. Fine. But however correct this sentiment might be, this is not what our passages this morning are telling us. He isn't saying, "I am the gentle lover of sheep." He says, "I am the kalos shepherd." That means that he is the right shepherd, that he is the fitting shepherd, the uniquely qualified and best shepherd of four sinners. He is, in fact, the only shepherd who can actually bear this title. The kings of Israel were considered to be shepherds of their people, but even the great King David and his sons were nothing but types and shadows of the gracious rule of the kalos shepherd. So also our pastors are but shadows of the true shepherd. That is what kalos means. It means good, right, fitting. It means true, beautiful, and accurate. It means competent, good for you, and worthy of praise. Our Lord's primary purpose in proclaiming himself to be the good shepherd is to deny all other shepherds' claims. He denies the claim of many shepherd gods and kings of the Greeks and other pagans. And at the same time, he denies the claim of the Pharisees, the priests, and all who claim to be shepherds of men. If you are a shepherd, whether you are King David or Pastor Patterson, you must be an under-shepherd. A shepherd who is a shepherd not of his own sheep, but who himself is a sheep of the kalos shepherd, and whose office, whose job it is to proclaim that the kalos shepherd is the receiver and savior of sinners. The Lord can make this claim that he is the good shepherd because he is good in the sense of morality. He is morally perfect, without sin. But his claim comes not from morality, but from faithful obedience and sacrifice. The good shepherd, the kalos shepherd, is the true shepherd because he gives his life for the flock. He overcomes the wolf by filling the wolf's mouth with his own body, and thus saves the sheep from being lost. The good shepherd did not flee from the enemy. He stood our ground for us in our place. He allowed the devil to do his worst to him. He suffered all the accusations of our sins. He met all that justice could demand. He fulfilled the law. He was put to death, died, and buried, and left for the worms. But his death defeated death. Death could not take him. Death is only a shadow and a lie of what it was. Death swallowed a man, but found itself bursting with God, the Creator, life himself. 3 days after, death gave up our Lord, never to kill a sheep again. Jesus lives, and no one who believes in him will ever die. The callous shepherd is one with the Father. And so his people, his sheep, bought with his own blood, become one with the Father, one flock, one shepherd. Jesus is King and Messiah of shepherding love. The great hope and expectation of many rabbis teaching before Christ came was that the Messiah would unite all the Jews of Palestine, all the Jews in the diaspora, and all the Gentiles into one flock. They taught that the King Messiah would destroy the temple and usher in a new age, a new law, and new covenant, and that there would be no separation between Jews and Gentiles. This, in large part, is why the rulers of the Jews feared Jesus. They were not afraid that he was a fraud. They were afraid that he was the Messiah, and they didn't want a Messiah. They didn't want the Gentiles or sinners or the end of the temple, because it would mean the end of their power. Our Lord, then, in claiming that by sacrifice, he, the callous shepherd, will reconcile sinners to the Father and make one flock. This is the character of the true shepherd and the noble shepherd, beautifully fit for his purpose, competent, good, and worthy of praise. All that is confessed in the term kalos applies to Jesus. Again, the goodness of our shepherd is not in his affection for his sheep, but in his sacrifice. And if his affection is the cause of his sacrifice, then note, it is not his affection for us, but his affection for his Father. That is a tough lesson for us, that we have been raised on the image of the gentle lover of sheep. But it has its rewards. In the first place, it is biblical. It comes out of our Lord's own description of his mission, his motives, and not from some attempt to be winsome or nice. Secondly, it takes the focus off of us and places it where it belongs, on him. He laid down his life. He takes it up again. He loves the Father, and the Father loves him. His Father loves him because he laid down his life and sacrificed it. We are but the spoils of war, the plunder rendered to the Son by a gracious and affectionate Father. We are the sheep of a different fold, brought in without works or birth, spared from the hired hands. We have heard the shepherd's voice in his word. We have heard him call our names in holy baptism, when he wraps us in his own holy name. We have heard his promise, and in him we know the Father. The command Jesus was given to save us, he has fulfilled. He is the good shepherd. He is Kalos. He is risen. Amen.